Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Convention and Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Convention and Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
Lots of fun things to talk about this morning with Jenny Arns from Main Street Wellington. Jenny, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you too?
Great. Craig and I are great. And I know this past weekend, a lot of folks in the community cleaning up their community for that, getting it beautiful, ready for a lot of summer fun and visitors. You have your first Friday event. That's your signature event. Talk about what's happening coming up June 3rd. This is a little mysterious, it seems, huh?
Yes, sometimes we do some slightly quirky things in little old Wellington, but the first Friday we have different themes, and this one is Unexplained Phenomena, Search for Bigfoot. So that's sponsored by Cherish Creations, and so anyone who wants to participate will start at Cherish Creations, which is located at 105 East Herrick Avenue, and they will pick up a list of where they can find Bigfoot. So once they go into the businesses or the restaurants and find the little photo of Bigfoot, it'll have a code word on it. And when they're done collecting all of that information, they'll come back to the Main Street tent, which will be in the square, and use those clues to take the quiz. And they do this to earn tickets towards winning a prize. And so, obviously, it'll be a lot of fun, but we're also doing this to get folks to know what wonderful stores and restaurants and organizations and service businesses we have in Wellington.
So what's it like to go into the store and say to them, this picture of Bigfoot, can you kind of like put it somewhere so people give them something
well,
fun to do?
I mean, and that's what when we have the different themes, it's to try to get them to go in maybe someplace they've never been before. And all of our stops, all of the participating businesses, they know what's going on. Some of those places even have little freebies, like giveaways. They might have an activity. They might have a craft. They might do something. Whether or not it goes with the theme, it's just something to try to engage their customers. And obviously it'll be great too. They get rewarded if they buy something. So for every $5 they spend throughout the program, they get an additional ticket. And our prizes are usually anywhere from $50 to $100 of different goodies. A lot of times it has to do with the theme. So, it's just a lot of fun. We've got some extra groups that'll be in the square. Usually during the summer, we kind of expand a little bit. So the Wellington Lions Club will be out, a few of the churches. And we just got confirmed yesterday, Team Spectre, which is a ghost hunting group, is going to be there to go along with the Unexplained Phenomena. But obviously, Bigfoot is our big draw. John Hickenbottom, who's a naturalist from the Cambridge area, is coming up. He's not really a Bigfoot researcher. He's more of a Bigfoot educator. And so at the end of the event, at 7 o'clock, he's going to talk and tell some of his tales from the trails. And so hopefully the weather will be nice and you can sit out outside by the gazebo and listen. If it is raining, it will be inside the town hall.
In looking for that hidden picture of Bigfoot, can you give us a clue about what size it might be?
Yeah, it's they're all on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. And what I've tried to do is kind of so, for example, the one that you will find at Bread and Brew, it's got the background is coffee beans, and then you'll see Bigfoot silhouette, and he's holding a donut. So I tried to tie in the business, too. And so at the bottom of that paper, there'll be a code word that is basically giving you an answer to that quiz that you'll take at the Main Street tent. And the quiz, it goes from Bigfoot information to ghosts to the Bermuda Triangle to aliens. It's all kind of fun. Nothing too serious, but yeah. So it's once you have the list of the places that they'll be hidden, and they really won't be hidden that well. I don't try to make it difficult for people. We try just to make it fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. And it is kind of fun when you think you're going to look for Bigfoot. And you can bring the family around, too, and kids can always be a part of it. And it's one of those things where you talk about going into stores that you may not – you think, I really don't need a supply or something from there, but I wonder what's in there. And this is kind of give you sort of that free pass to go in there and,
exactly.
and look around.
It kind of, in a way, breaks the ice and forces you to go. We've had a lot of people say, I've never been in that store before. I didn't know what they had. And so they may not necessarily be a customer, but they may know somebody who needs something that they can get there. And so it has helped get people more aware of what we have in Wellington. And more than anything, it's just been fun. So and that's what we try to do is support our businesses, but also have a good time. And and again, Cherish Creations is sponsoring the event, and they as well as usually about 12 to 15 different locations in Wellington are a part of every First Friday. And people can get onto our website, mainstreetwellington.org, and look at all the different themes. There's always a bunch of free things. There's activities. There's all sorts of fun. So the first Friday of every month from 4 to 7, we usually have something cooking.
And I know the phone room I'm talking to you on now is probably used a lot for some of your Facebook Live, where you go around and let people know what's happening there in between the actual events, just to let them see what's happening in Wellington, whether the sun is shining or not, how things are going. Now, I understand you guys also have taken over the 4th of July holiday celebration. You need volunteers for that, too, I understand.
Oh, yes, we do. Unfortunately, the Chamber of Commerce had to dissolve, and so the village, the mayor, asked if we could kind of pick that up. And so we've got a great group of people, and it's combined with a lot of different groups that we're getting all the events in line and getting sponsors to help pay for fireworks because they are expensive. And that all starts, we're able to bring back the Patriot Symphonic Band, which Main Street has always traditionally done on July 3rd. And that's sponsored by Mike Sunderman with Edward Jones. And they play again on July 3rd, starting at 7. They usually play till about 8:30. And then at dusk would be the fireworks. Leading up to the band, though, at 6 that night, we have an ice cream social sponsored by Village Market and Smith's Dairy. And so back in the day, before COVID, we used to get 600 or more people. We tell them to bring a chair down or a blanket, and it's just the Patriots band is just amazing. They play all sorts of show tunes, jazz tunes, and tons of patriotic music. So it's a really great way to start your 4th of July weekend, holiday.
I don't want to move us even. We haven't got to Memorial Day yet. We're already talking about midsummer stuff. But
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah, but we're going to enjoy a lot of the nice weather that we're going to have. It seems that we switched from winter right to summer around here, so we're ready for that too.
Yeah, I finally put the shovel away, so I'm really hoping it doesn't switch back on us, but it is Ohio, so you never know.
Right, so hopefully it's a good weather, especially on your Fridays, your first Fridays, the events that they have, signature event for Main Street Wellington. You go to mainstreetwellington.org. You can also follow them on Facebook and see what Jenny and her crew are up to. Jenny, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks. Jenny Arntz joining us, Executive Director of Main Street Wellington here on WEOL on our Main Street Beat, brought to you by, in partnership with the Lorain County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Convention and Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.